This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Deacon Chris Woolman of the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerial Association, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by House Page Sierra Stewart of Hoven, South Dakota. Sierra Stewie of Hoven, South Dakota. There you go. Please rise.
Let us pray. Holy One, we are called as leaders to engage in life together. Townships and corners, counties, landforms of tables, gullies, river valleys, families of any conscription. Our elders, those we honor who have left this earth, COVID, cancer, beloved aged ones resting in homes and care centers, we remind ourselves all that we do here in this chamber is for the whole of it, the whole of us, our state that we love and we represent. May we walk together into what binds us as neighbors and challenges us as justice-minded thinkers. God of all expressions, help us to listen, to be wise, and to make decisions that get rise to a hopeful year. Bring peace and good to all. We say amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Elward, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Blair, Bardot, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Davis, Dennert, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Chris, Carr, Kynes, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty, May, Mills, Milstead, Miss Gimmons, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Otten, Ernie, Overwig, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfelt, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Weisgram, Weese, Willitson, Wink, York, Speaker Gosh. Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
We have a quorum. Participating remotely today are Representatives Healy, Milstead, Bordeaux, and Olson. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fifth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Spencer Gosch, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The journal is approved. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on House State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1007 do pass as amended. House Bill 1002 and 1009 do pass and placed on consent. Kent Peterson, Chair. The Committee on House Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1040 was tabled. House Bill 1047 recommended do pass and referred to House Appropriations. Lana Greenfield, Chair. The Committee on House Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1029 and 1042 were deferred to the 41st day. House Bill 1043, 1059, and 1062 do pass and placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1044 do pass. Rhonda Milstead, Chair.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Committee on Legislative Procedure relative to the permanent joint rules for the 97th legislative session. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 29, 35, 39, and 37, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Peterson moved that House Bill 1030 be referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
That motion having been made and seconded is up for consideration. Are there any remarks? Hearing no remarks, the question before the House is the adoption of the Peterson motion. All those in favor will say yay. All those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1078 authorized the use of electric all-terrain and off-road vehicles on public highways. House Bill 1079 revised provisions regarding court transcript costs. House Bill 1080 prolonged requirements for increasing teacher compensation. House Bill 1081 adds solar energy tax revenue to the calculation of local effort for the state aid to school districts. House Bill 1082 revised the motor vehicle excise tax on vehicles leased for more than 28 days to include certain off-road vehicles. House Bill 1083 provide a partial property tax exemption for the surviving spouses of certain veterans. House Bill 1084 provide for the regulation of motorized foot scooters.
First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 29 authorized highway maintenance vehicles to operate at less than the posted minimum speed on interstate highways. Senate Bill 35 increased penalties for actions related to grain transactions. Senate Bill 37 repealed the bingo distributor license and bingo manufacturer license and to repeal the bingo tax. Senate Bill 39 reduced the period for filing claims upon the revocation of a grain buyer license.
Second reading of consent calendar items. Items on the consent calendar were reported out of committee with no dissenting votes or opposition and are not subject to debate. However, questions may be asked of the sponsor.
House Bill 1003, an act to update references to certain federal motor carrier regulations.
Consent calendar bills, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of the bills on the consent calendar. Those in favor will vote yay, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Reed.
Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, today I'd like to introduce my wife, who's been spending the week here with me in Pier, and it's always good to have her here, and I really thank her for, and everybody knows this with all our spouses, all the work that they do while we're away. So thank you, Mary.
Representative Mortensen. Granted.
I've got the
the pleasure today to point out four 4-H shadows who have been shadowing Representative Kyntz, Davis, Fink, and myself today. And I want you guys to stand up as I read you. Hayden Niles of Day County is the 4-H science ambassador. Kate Hamilton, who shadowed me and heard some absolutely ridiculous things throughout the morning. I appreciate your patience, Kate. She's out of Beadle County. She's the 4-H leadership ambassador. Ashley Bondison out of Lincoln County is the 4-H, another 4-H leadership ambassador. She shadowed Representative Davis. And Shane Rist out of Turner County is the 4-H agriculture ambassador. These are some fine young people. I want you guys to give them a hand.
Representative Fitzgerald. Representative Howard. Representative Weisgram. Representative Bordeaux.
Bordeaux, aye.
Bordeaux votes aye. Representative Healy.
Healy votes aye.
Healy votes aye. Representative Olson.
Olson votes aye.
Olson votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 63, nays 2, excused 5.
Consent bills having received a majority vote of the members-elect are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1027, an act to place certain substances on the controlled substances schedule and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1027, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks, Representative Ms. Gimmons?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Fellow members of the South Dakota House, today I bring to you House Bill 1027. It's an act to place certain substances on the controlled substances schedule and to declare an emergency. This is an annual bill introduced by the Department of Health to update South Dakota's controlled substance statute to be consistent with the federal DEA scheduling actions that have occurred since the last legislative session. There are no federal funding tied to the DEA scheduling action. This year's updates include the addition of 7 synthetic opioids, Section 1, and 2 hallucinogenic substances, Section 2, to Schedule 1. Schedule 1 drugs have no accepted medical use and have a high potential for abuse. Section 3 adds a drug used in the treatment of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder to the list of excluded substances in Schedule 2. Section 4 adds a drug used in the treatment of attention deficit hyperactivity disorders to Schedule 4. Schedule 4 drugs have the lowest potential for abuse and a currently accepted medical use in the U.S. and a limited physical dependence or psychological dependence potential. The emergency clause will allow the updates to take place immediately upon final passage of the bill. The passage of this bill allows law enforcement in a footing to deal effectively with these designer synthetic opioids. I would appreciate your positive consideration on House Bill 1027.
Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Hoffman.
Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Is marijuana still on the Schedule 1 list?
Representative Ms. Gimmons, do you wish to answer that question?
It's illegal federally, but not for medical purposes in this state, sir. That's the best of my knowledge.
Representative Hoffman?
A couple more words. Thank you. I just want to say and admit that I find it absolutely insane that a president's wife can push a plant onto the Schedule I list, and the billions and billions of dollars that the United States has already put against marijuana in a lot of countries, not just ours. What the Schedule I did was basically shut off all research being done by universities. So we're sitting here, and 40 years ago, we could have started at least finding out some research in our communities. And I think that maybe the federal government, maybe we should have a commemoration to the federal government for the longest insane anti-weed scheduling of anything that they've ever done in the history of the United States. But it is what it is. And hopefully that we can get some people that have a little bit more wisdom in Washington and move it to Schedule 3, where the banks can handle the money and the pharmacies could dispense the drugs. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1027? Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1027. Due to the emergency clause, this requires a two-thirds vote of the members-elect. All those in favor will vote yea. All those opposed will vote nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Mills. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've got a couple of county commissioners from Brookings in the back of the room, Mike Bartley and Larry Jensen up there. We also have Brookings County State's Attorney seated off here, Dan Nelson. Please welcome them.
Representative Reed.
Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, today is Brookings SDSU Day, and we have some visitors here from Brookings, but two of them that I'd like to introduce. First of all is the second best mayor ever of Brookings. I haven't got to use that one for a while. Ope Niemeyer. So if you please welcome the mayor of Brookings, Ope Niemeyer. And also we have with us today, because it is Brookings SDSU Day, we have the president of South Dakota State University, Dr. Barry Dunn. And of course, we'll invite everybody over to the Discovery Center today from 5 to 7, and we'll be having a reception for Brookings SDSU Day. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Representative Goodwin. Representative Bordeaux.
Bordeaux, aye.
Bordeaux votes aye. Representative Healy.
Healy votes aye.
Healy votes aye. Representative Olson.
Olson votes aye.
Olson votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 57, nays 8, excused 5.
House Bill 1027, having received a two-thirds vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Speaker has assigned to Agriculture and Natural Resources Senate Bills 35, Senate Bill 39, House Bill 1032, and House Bill 1034. To House Appropriations, House Bill 1023. To Education, House Bills 1080, 1021, 1022, 1024, and 1031. To Judiciary, House Bill 1079. To Local Government, House Bill 1084, 1018, and 1077, to State Affairs, House Bill 1073, to Taxation, Senate Bill 37, and House Bill 1081 and 1082, to Transportation, Senate Bill 29, and House Bill 1078, and to Military and Veterans Affairs, House Bill 1083. We'll be at ease for just a minute while we await a committee report. There being no objection, the House will revert to order of business number 5.
The Committee on House Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1038 is referred to House Appropriations with a due pass recommendation. House Bill 1056, due pass as amended. House Bill 1036, due pass. House Bill 1068, due pass and place on consent calendar. John Hansen, Chair.
Announcements. Representative Dennert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 7:45 a.m., bright and early, in room 464, the House Taxation Committee will be meeting. We will have a briefing from the Department of Revenue, a general overview plus a property tax 101. So if you're interested in the Department of Revenue or property taxes, swing on up to room 464 tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning, Joint Committee on Appropriations will be meeting at 8:30 to hear from the Bureau of Administration. Then we'll move into some information on budget setting, and then we will also hear some data and information on the VOCA Act funding, Victims of Crimes Act funding. So come join us.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Drury.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Local government will meet tomorrow at 10. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you. Tomorrow morning, 7:45, House Ag and Natural Resources up in room 414, and we have bill numbers 1035 and 1039. See you there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Fink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And when you're done with House Ag, come on over to House Transportation. We've got a presentation you probably remember from last year. We passed the Rural Access Infrastructure Fund to help out with the secondary road structures. We're going to be getting an update on where we're at with that program and all the work that's been done over the last few months. And then we've got one bill to take care of after that.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. How's health, human health? That's a mouthful. Health and Human Services tomorrow morning, 7:45. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Is the Doctor of the Day in the House? There he is. The Doctor of the Day program is sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association. Today's Doctor of the Day is Clark Likeness, MD. Dr. Likeness recently retired after a 37-and-a-half-year career as a family medicine physician at Brown Clinic in Watertown. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota and completed his residency at Sioux Falls Family Medicine Residency. Dr. Likeness was also the physician who assisted in getting the Doctor of the Day program launched in 1985. Dr. Likeness is a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association. Thank you, Doctor, for being here. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Likeness. Also, the House chambers will be sanitized in the morning. And so please close your desktops and remove any cups and glasses and food items from your desk. Further announcements. Representative Reimer. All those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.